Hello to everyone. First, I would like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to talk in this excellent conference. My name is José Espinosa Carrasco. I'm working in the lab of Notre Dame's lab at the CRG in Barcelona. This is the lab where Nexo was originally developed. I'm also an NF Core core team member. And today, I'm going to introduce you NF Core Proteinfold, which is a standardized pipeline hub for protein structure prediction methods. So maybe, if you don't know already, you may be wondering why it's interesting to predict protein structures. And the thing is that once you have the structure of a protein, you can infer its function. And once we know the function of this protein, we can do some applications, like, for instance, stabilize this structure for biotechnological applications so that they work in higher temperatures with higher performance. We can do things like design drugs for acting in its active site in an intelligent way, or we can do more basic science and we can study the evolution of this given protein, comparing its structure with other protein with similar protein families and species. And it's possible to get the structure of a protein using experimental methods, but the thing is that, as you may imagine, this is very time consuming and also very very expensive. And that's why it has been a long-standing problem in computational structural biology how to predict structures using computational methods. And this is so that there's even a competition, which is called the CASP contest. And during this contest, structural computational biologists gather and they compare their methods. And one of them outperforms the others and it wins in different data sets. And this is in the framework of this contest. It was when, for the first time, AlphaFold 2 showed that AI-based methods can outperform the existing methods, and not only that, but they can. AlphaFold 2 was able to achieve almost experimental accuracy. So this was a big breakthrough in biology, and it was awarded the 2024 Chemist Nobel Prize, as you can see here. But more in practical terms, what I'm showing you here in this ball or in this circle is how many structures were available in the PDB database, which is the database where people were depositing the structures of the proteins that were predicted experimentally. And after the AlphaFold 2 inception, you can see how the number of structures available has exploded. And indeed, also the number of tools that can predict structures using AI-based methods has exploded. And here you have several of them. And we have mainly two categories. Most of them, as you can see, are based in evolutionary search-driven models. And this means that these tools, what they do is that they search for similar sequences in databases. And then they perform a multiple sequence alignment. And with this multiple sequence alignment, what they want to achieve is to know which parts of the protein, of the sequence of the protein, are evolutionarily conserved. This means that these parts of the protein are important for the function, and they tend to be maintained among, during evolution for being, so that the protein can still have the function. And after this, with this information and with the sequence, this is provided to a neural network, which is the one that infers the structure, and after several steps of refinement. And then we have other tools that use large language models, like ESMFold. And in this case, these tools are faster, but sometimes at the expenses of accuracy, mainly when dealing with long sequences. So as always, in computation, there is a trade-off between speed, accuracy, and thus cost. I wanted to say something else. I got lost with it. I mean, sorry. Yes. And of course, users, depending on what they want to do, they will use one of the tools, or they will like to use several of these tools, and so on and so forth. But actually, running these tools is not straightforward. And because they try to provide you the images to make it done, but even though it's hard. And why it's hard? Because all of these tools, they rely in several libraries, different versions of the libraries, so you have to make all them available in your environment. And also the tools that are based, that need the MSA step, they also rely on very big databases that you have to have in your environment. And this is why we implemented NF-Core Protein Fold. Here you have the typical NF-Core metal map. And you can see here in this first sub-workflow that this pipeline allows you to download all the databases that you need for these tools. This is a one-shot sub-workflow. This means that you don't need to run it each time that you run the pipeline. You run it once, and then you can provide it to the pipeline with the given parameters, the databases. And then you can see the alternative paths that you can follow in this pipeline. This is the development version, by the way. So here on the top, you have tools that are based in evolutionary-driven tools. In this case, these tools perform both the MSA step and the prediction step in the same process, so you cannot split them. Then here you have these two other paths, the one in green and the one in yellow. The green, it's AlphaFold 2. AlphaFold 2 doesn't allow to do it natively, this separation between the MSA step and the prediction step, but we have modified to be able to do it. And also CollabFold, MSX, CollabFold, and Boltz, that in this case this is native and we just take advantage of it. And here you have ESMFold, which is the one that it's using the large language model approach. So the pipeline is giving you the PDBs, the structures of the proteins, but within this part is also very interesting. This is something that we have been working on, is that for each tool you get a report with all the information of the accuracy, but also you also get another report which allows you to compare the performance of the different tools that you have used in your run. And here I am just summarizing some of the features of these pipelines. As I showed before, it allows you to pre-download the databases and the parameters of the models. Everything is containerized, so it means that you don't need to install any of these tools or its dependencies. It's easy to configure, and this is important for these tools that allow you to run the prediction step separated from the MSA step, because the MSA step does not get any advantage of being run in CPUs, so this way you can configure it to run in CPU and GPU. And this is something that it's actually can be done thanks to Nextflow, because Nextflow separates the configuration from the logic of the pipeline. So you just need to provide a configuration file and you get it. Then, as I saw, as I also mentioned before, it allows you to do methods benchmarking. And actually, this is also interesting because this is something that we are pushing in our lab, is hub pipelines. This means pipelines that perform, that where you have several tools that perform the same thing. And this will allow users to compare these tools among them, but also developers of the tools or people that are interested in comparing the performance of these tools to do it using these pipelines. It has reporting capabilities that I already mentioned, and it's part of NF-Core, which have several advantages, as I will show you. Here in this slide, I'm showing the comparison report. Each of the colors depicts one of the tools that we have used to predict this structure. This is a sequence that we use for the testing of the pipeline. So it's a single sequence and several tools to get the structures. You can see how you can spin them. You can choose which ones you want to show. Then you can see here the accuracy of each of the tools, the average accuracy. What you can see afterwards is that the accuracy along the sequence and then finally you can see the coverage along the sequence as well. And let's see if I Yes. Yes, I will stay in this one. It's the opposite. Okay. Oh. Where is the... Sorry about that. Okay, so this is a real application of the pipeline that has been done by Kieran Rowell in Sydney. What he has done is that he wanted to prove this hypothesis, whether cells evolve via symbiosis between sulfate-reducing bacteria and hydrogen-producing archaea. So he got all the, they sequenced all the genome of one of these archaea. They then used NF-core protein fold to predict all the structures of these archaea. And for this, he was using alternative methods because for some of them it was easy. He was using just ESM fold, and that's all. But when he was dealing with more long sequences, sometimes it was not working. Then he moved to AlphaFold 2, or in some models that were even longer, he used, or more difficult to infer, he used AlphaFold 3. And of course, it was very interesting having these reports to compare this performance. And then he used FoldSeq to see whether these structures actually fall close together with the bacterial sequences. But this is, I think I'm a little bit out of time. You can read the paper here. This is not the last version of the, sorry. Well, I will move here. And another interesting thing of NF-core is that NF-core makes that the pipelines can last longer. And why is this? Because sometimes you work in your lab, you have a very nice pipeline, but at some point the funding stops, or maybe you don't have more specific interest in this pipeline, but this pipeline is a very nice pipeline and is useful for the community. And what happens in NF-core is that, as you can see with the example of this smaller RNA-seq pipeline, is that the people that have started this pipeline, SciLife Lab, at some point they even stopped working on it. But other groups were from industry and from academia were already contributing to it, and they just took over. So this means that your pipeline lasts not forever, I would say, but longer than if you are in your isolated lab. And here you have all the contributors that have contributed to the NF-core protein fold pipeline from the CRE in Barcelona, also UPF in Barcelona. We are tightly working with people in Sydney, in the UNSW, and also from Australia Biocommons and the University of Korea. So if you want to join us, here you have several of the ways how you can do it. So you can join the NF-core. There are several ways to do it. You can also join Slack, which is the main communication channel of NF-core, and there we have the ProteinFold channel, which is for the users of the pipeline, and the ProteinFold Dev channel, which is for the developers of the pipeline. And you are very welcome to come here. And also the GitHub repository. We have a paper in preparation that we want to submit soon. And more importantly, we have all the tools that I have shown you are not yet in the development in the release version of the pipeline. They are still in development, but we are planning this release for, I think, in 2 weeks should be ready. I wanted to be ready for this presentation, but it was not. And here you have other things that we want to optimize on the pipeline, but you can take a look and maybe we can discuss afterwards. And finally, I just want to finish thanking my supervisors, Cedric Notre Dame, all the people on my lab, especially Athanasios Baltzis, who was the original developer of the pipeline, also the people in Australia, Martin from Korea, the people from Sequera, both the NF-core and Nexo communities, and also the AWS Open Data Sponsorship Program, who is allowing us to host all the databases in S3 buckets. So thank you very much, and I am open to questions.